I've been looking forward to this all week because these guys have come out with one of the tunes of the summer. It's only Sigala and El Air on the show, guys. How's things?
Good.
Really good,
how are
you? Yeah.
Yeah, awesome today, thanks, because I've got you both here. So obviously the reason you're here, came here for love, you have just released an absolute hands-in-the-air summer anthem, already on its way to being one of the tunes of summer 2017. Tell me, where did the song start?
The song started, actually, it was me and Anna have been working together for ages on various things, and we've kind of always wanted to do something together. And it was actually started from something I did with Bryn Christopher, who featured on Sweet Love in my second record. And he kind of came up with the original concept and stuff, and then me and Ella worked on it and kind of took it from there. And yeah, it's ended up what it is today,
which is an absolutely huge summer anthem. Ella, I can't think of anybody better to sing on the track than you, because it's the kind of song where you really need that powerful voice. So what were your thoughts when you were first given the song? Did you just think, wow, I've got to be on this?
Oh, thank you. I mean when I first heard it, it was very rough, and we changed quite a lot of it, but the vocal, I mean, Bryn's got an amazing voice, and my gosh, can he sing. So if anything, my initial reaction was, oh, don't know if I can do it justice. But I must admit, I feel like I made it my own, and we definitely made the most of a really great song, and I hope everyone likes it as much as we do. It's good fun, and when we've performed it live, it's gone down really well, and great, lovely, up-tempo summer track. So I mean,
the reaction so far has just been amazing.
Overwhelming. Yeah,
so good.
Really cool.
Yeah, the amount of streams that the song has had is phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah,
something like, yeah,
that's,
yeah,
awesome.
Wasn't it like 2 million on the first week
of what, that's Spotify?
Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Yeah. In general, it's just been amazing. Really cool.
That's incredible, isn't it? So you said it's a really fun song. What is your favorite part of the song to sing?
I think it's got to be the chorus, because it's a really like sort of unity, unifying sort of bringing sort of the crowd together. It's about love and about positivity, and I think given the state that the world's in right now, it's a great song to remind everybody to be positive and upbeat and to love. Love wins.
Love it. So, Sigala, there is that sort of theme in the song that runs throughout all of your music. It's that summery hands in the air, sounds awesome.
They all have the word love in them.
Yeah, well, there is that too, but it sounds awesome on a beach, but it also sounds awesome when you're standing in a muddy field. Was the aim to kind of keep that vibe, or is that just something that happens throughout your music?
Yeah, it's kind of just something that's very natural to me. Like, I don't think I've ever written a sad song. Every time I sit at the piano, like, something happy comes out. So yeah, just continuing that vibe, really, and I intend on doing that for as long as possible.
Was it tactically timed to come out while Love Island is on the TV, by any chance?
No, it's a weird coincidence. It definitely fits with the
just the happy coincidence.
It was a great coincidence. Yeah. I love Love Island.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, she never shuts up about it, basically.
Gosh. Every time we hang out, I'm like, did you watch it last night? And he's like, no.
Oh, so you don't watch it either?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not against it, but maybe I'm just scared that I'll get massively into it.
I think secretly he does watch it, but just doesn't want to tell anybody.
Because I have gotten into like things, Big Brother and stuff like that before, but you know, it's a big investment of time.
To be honest, I'm just glad to hear that I'm the only person not watching it, because whenever you're on Twitter, everybody's talking about it, and
yeah,
I've got no clue what they're talking
out.
About.
It's all the rage.
So, Sigala, you've said that this is the first of many singles to come. Are we going to be getting an album anytime soon?
Yeah, that's the plan. I haven't really been thinking about that for the last sort of year or so, but it's definitely getting to the time now where I think, like, I've got so many songs that I feel like are never going to get heard unless I can put them out as an album, because obviously, you know, I can only release so many singles. So definitely be a good idea to do one kind of end of year, start of next year kind of thing, which is really exciting for me, because that'll be my first album. So yeah, looking forward to that.
So are we. And Ella, I've heard that you do definitely have an album on the way. What can you tell us?
I do have an album on the way, yes, but I think the album, I'm not, like Sigala, I'm not really focusing on the album at the moment, because I just want to release as much music as possible. I've got so much that I want to share. It's a completely different and new direction for me that I'm really excited about. And the album will come, but I'm not going to be giving out any dates anytime soon, because at the moment for me it's just about releasing song after song and getting back in the swing of things.
Well, the good news is just tons of new music to come from you guys.
Oh, there is tons, that's for sure.
Right, let's get the song on then. Came Here for Love. Before we do it, though, I want you to give me a description of the track, but I want you to do it using three emojis. So you can sort of pick one each and then and then decide on the third one. If you could sum it up in three emojis, what are they?
Ooh.
Smiley face.
Good start, yeah.
Smiley face, the sun emoji.
Yeah.
And then I reckon the flamingo dancer.
Yeah.
So we've got Perfect. The smiley face, the sun, and the flamingo dancer.
That's... Oh, wait, can we change the sun?
Your LR, you can change it if you want, yeah.
I want to change the sun to a taco.
You want to change it to a taco?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's very fitting.
Smiley taco flamenco dancing.
Is that awesome. To do with the video? Because the video is set in Mexico, is it? Yeah,
Mexico, yeah. And I feel like when you listen to the song, it makes you want to eat tacos.
Okay, so we're going with smiley face, tacos, and the flamenco dancer.
Absolutely.
Done.
That sums up Came Here for Love, guys. Could you be so kind as to introduce it for me?
Sure thing, man. What's up, guys? It's Sagala here.
I'm Ella.
And this is our brand new single, Came Here for Love.